Maybe Rabbi Tam's tefillin, maybe Rabbi Tam was right. Okay, some people are machmir to wear bent, but we don't. I mean, in all of the, among all the greatest poskim, they didn't wear tefillin on Rabbi Tam. So the question is, how do we know? Maybe we're not being able to turn. Right? So the Vilna Gaon one time said that if you really wanted to make sure that you yotze tefillin, you'd have to do it 64 ways. Because there are so many different machlokasim, you see, there are so many different machlokasim that we don't know. So they say, so it says 1 in 64, how do you know we're right? So the Vilna Gaon said, that's true, but God gave us a system and he taught us how to paskin. So the way we paskin, that's the way that God wants us to go. He gave us a Torah, and he knew that throughout the generations, things are going to come up. There'll be golas, and they forget about how the tekiyas were exactly. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us a way of functioning in spite of the fact that we lose things. So we don't know what the tekiyas are, so we blow tashrat, because the Chachmei Yisrael know how to use the halachic system. So everything that we do today, we could say one thing for sure. We're doing it exactly as HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to do it, just like when he gave it at Sinai. No different. You'll tell me at Sinai maybe it was different. That's true, but that doesn't matter. Because Hashem gave us a system that will always go on, and this, as long as we follow the method that he tells us of how to do things. So therefore, since we know what those methods are, we've never lost those methods, and the methods are in Shas and in the Poskim, okay, all the way down until today. So therefore, whatever we do is exactly the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't ask us to put the tefillin on that Moshe Rabbeinu put on. We're not a religion of relics. Don't go looking around. You know, you'll notice, like in these excavations, people at Amei Oretz, they find an old something, an old pair of tefillin, they get very excited, an old mezuzah, an old scroll, they get very, very ecstatic. They think, this is the real thing. That's not the way we work. Those are Amayaris. They don't understand the system of Torah. The way we work is through the methods that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in how to paskin shilas and how to work with sfeikas and all kinds of things. And the way we finally, when you come to the conclusion based upon what Hashem tells us, the methods to use to come to that conclusion, those are the tefillin that Hashem wants us to wear. Doesn't matter if Moshe Rabbeinu in fact did wear them or didn't wear them. Doesn't matter. That's not what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to wear the tefillin that we know and learn are the correct ones through the methods of Torah Sheba'al Peh that He gave us. Those are the tefillin we're supposed to wear. The same thing's true about the Sefer Torah. Okay, so basically that's the answer. That's the answer. The basic answer to your question. Yes.
Right. 100%.
Does not matter. One iota. You're perfecting yourself because the perfection comes from following the halacha. And are you following the halacha? That's your perfection. It doesn't come from the specific tefillin. It comes from wearing tefillin that are tefillin according to halacha. And since right now the halacha dictates we wear these tefillin, that is how you perfect yourself. If in Yemosa Mashiach, you can't, first of all, Yemosa Mashiach, you can't just, through Nevuah, you can't change things. It's not so easy. A Navi, even if a Navi would come and tell us that the tefillin that we're wearing are wrong, we wouldn't change. Because you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to Loba Shemayim. We have to go by what the halachic system dictates according to the Talmidei Chachamim of the Dor and all the Doros in the past. That's the way we determine halacha. Even if a Navi, that's what the Gemara means, even if a Navi would come and say, you know something, you're wearing the wrong tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin are right, you still wouldn't change. Because that's not what God wants. Hashem wants us to wear the tefillin that come out of learning Torah properly. Those tefillin are the tefillin you're supposed to wear. And that's how you perfect yourself. Yes?
Necessarily be, besides things like the Torah where we copy one from another, that the halacha
because we don't have the same halakha and the same mind that we had so long ago.
That's correct. But as long as you don't lose the methodology of learning and the methodology of psak and coming to a decision, and as long as you don't lose that, so then insofar as you're concerned, that is perfection. You might not be as perfect as Rabbi Akiva, but you're as perfected as you can be, and the system is still alive. But if God forbid, then such a thing would never happen. But if, like the Rambam says, Cholila Lakel, Lasozos, but if we would lose the system, then there would be no perfection. But God wanted that we have Avtacha won't happen. Okay, the answer is there's a difference between shogeg and onus. See, onus means where it's totally accidental. In shogeg, there is a negligence. And that's what the Ramban says in Vayikra, in Sefer Vayikra, he says that if a person, that it's only the chayve krisus that you chayve for kapara, if you do it b'shogeg. Let's say a person ate chazer b'shogeg, he says you wouldn't be chayve. You wouldn't even be chayve in tshuva. That's an interesting Ramban. Why am I mentioning Ramban? Not because I want to introduce a kula here, but the reason I'm mentioning it is I want to show you because the Torah demands a certain zahirus. So b'shogeg is not an onus. An onus is where it was an accident, but b'shogeg means there's a lack of zahirus. So that's what the Ramban says, that if you lack zahirus, if a person is on such a level where even chayve krisus, he's not careful, so then he's chayve in a carbon. Okay. But shogeg and onus are two different things. The Gemara in Kedushin talks about that. So the answer is like this. The answer is that there are two things in a Maisa Avera. One thing in a Maisa Avera is insofar as the person willed to do something which is against the Torah, okay? Which is against the system that the Torah established. That's one thing. But the second thing is the actual partaking of an avera harms a person. Okay, it's the actual when a person partakes of the experience of the avera is something which you see. You'll notice that a person. You'll see that especially today. You have all the awareness of the various devious ways of life and tragedies, human tragedies of this generation, like it would be like drugs, for instance. That a person who experiences taking drugs, you'll notice they can't get off it so easy. So if a person wanted to take drugs, that would be a bad thing. But if a person wanted to take drugs and it turned out it wasn't a drug, it would be that they have bad intentions. They have bad intentions, and show something wrong with their way of thinking. They need help. But taking the drug is another dimension, because then it's something which draws the person, and the person has a hard time moving away. In a similar manner, the same thing is true with avera. That if a person intends to do an avera, that's bad. But doing the avera itself is worse, because partaking of the avera is something which draws the person further and further into avera. The experience of avera is bad too. So while it's true that if you intend, as the Gemara says, that even if you didn't do the avera, but that Hashem yislach, while the Gemara says the condition, if a person intended to do an avera and turned out that they weren't successful, and really they did something which was heter, but still they need a kapara because they intended to do something wrong. But it's not as bad as if they were successful at doing something wrong. Because the experience of the thing which is evil draws the soul in a bad way. And it ties it tighter to the avera. See, just like the example I gave from drugs, the same kind of a thing. Okay.
Gentlemen, do we have a? gather around in 1 second, please.
It didn't, the picture didn't happen.
Can we get Rabbi Chaim to send in front of the Aron Kodesh? Okay.
I'll take the picture. You want the picture?
Rabbi Friedman, why don't you stand next to him, please? Everybody else gather around him, please.
Okay, Rabbi Miller, it's a jack of all trades. Also, psychology, photography.
Rabbi Miller, I don't find the picture.
Awesome, right?
I don't find the picture.
Get everybody in there.
Okay.
Gentlemen, may I suggest you the facilities before we go on the bus?
Over here.
All right. What's that? Oh, let me look.